When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. Going to put something in the middle. I couldn't think of it.
I mean, there's still time.
I'm at 40%. You know that.
That's true, yeah.
40% is me saying and remembering your name. Anything beyond that.
Imagine the power you would wield if you're up to like 45.
I think of a funny thing in the middle.
You could have put a funny thing in there.
I probably used to have would have done that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like in my heyday, you know? Not now. Mason, I love podcasts.
You do, it's true,
so
yeah.
So much so that every now and then I'll guest on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I recorded this a while back, but now it's finally come out. Thank goodness. You've been on the show. It's called Confessions of the Idiots.
Yes, with our friend Sammy P.
It's a fantastic podcast where you basically go on and he finds the most horrendous confessions from Reddit and then he reads them out and you have to
make fun of them.
Make fun of them. You don't have to make fun of them.
You should make fun
everybody
of them.
Everybody who goes on the show chooses to make fun of it. So I went on with Jess Perkins, who people might know from Do Go On and various comedy things, which is comedy stylings, would you say?
She's got many comedy stylings.
That's right. She's been around the traps. And it was just a hell of a lot of fun. It came out last week. But that means it's out like right now.
It is out. I listen to it. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very
welcome.
It's
a great show. Genuinely, please listen to it. If you want something to listen to.
The podcast appreciator, Mason. That's what you would have put in there.
That's right.
You're operating at 45%.
And you could. Listen, you've done an episode.
Yeah.
Weird Al, I think, is that. Or was it Paulie Shore did an episode? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Paulie Shore, yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a bunch of other people that you recognize or maybe not recognize, but it's a terrific show if you do want to check it out.
He did Stephen Tobolowsky.
That's right. I haven't listened to that one yet. Yeah. I got it queued up. Yeah. What about you, though, Mason?
I was also on a podcast this week.
You never told me this.
I told you earlier. My friend Lisa is doing a podcast called Reanimates, where her favorite actor of all time is a noted character actor Jeffrey Combs.
My goodness.
Who we would probably know best as the voice of the Question on Justice League Unlimited.
Yep.
He's been the voice of the Scarecrow. He's been the voice of Brainiac, I think, in Injustice.
I didn't know he did so many
DC
things.
He's been on Star Trek. He's been on Deep Space Nine.
Like, he's in Reanimated.
Voyager. Yeah, he's in
Reanimator,
We watched a movie called Dr. Mordred, which is it's from the 90s when Marvel were broke and were like licensing out all their characters
for nothing.
And they licensed Doctor Strange out to a company called Full Moon Features, which is like a B movie production house.
Mm.
And before they could
finish, their logo a big round butt?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Full Moon. Sorry, go on.
Before they could finish writing the script, the rights lapsed. So instead of doing a Doctor Strange movie, they did a Dr. Mordred movie. And it's fascinating.
I've never heard of this.
This comes up in the episode. It's fascinating that they didn't manage to write a script in time because the movie's like an hour long.
Yeah.
So
you knocked that out in a weekend, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
This logo, not good, is it? This Full Moon Features. It looks like a program you accidentally open on Windows 95.
Yeah. And then you're like, why would I need this? Should I uninstall it? I'm not sure.
Can I? Will it crash my whole system?
That's right.
Great stuff.
But if you want to listen to that, search on your podcast capture device, Reanimate with the hyphen in the middle there.
Terrific.
And where's the hyphen? Who knows?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
That part is in your hands.
That's right.
And God's, in a way. Mason, we've got big news this week. We've got more delays, but not dismays. We got some behind the scenes Justice League stuff that came out about the Justice League movie that was like, ooh, this Joss Whedon stuff's not looking too good.
Oh, from that. More of that.
More of that.
Good Lord.
Indiana Jones news, the Loki trailer, Jupiter's Legacy trailer, a Space Jam trailer, Netflix, Sony deals, other Ghostbusters,
Black Widow. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Did you say the
They're out there. They're like the opposite of Storm Chasers. They've got a big truck.
Yep.
And it's got a big
funnel.
It's got a big funnel.
What does it do?
It
catches gusts.
Catches gusts. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about the biggest movies of all time.
That's right.
Aren't we? That's what we're going to do.
But not Avatar, because quite frankly, I'm sick of talking about
it'll
Avatar.
It'll come up.
Well, I'm conscientiously objecting to talking about Avatar.
Wow. I didn't know your new character, man who conscientiously objects to Avatar, would be showing up in this,
yep,
this episode.
It is.
Yeah.
And that mispronunciation in the middle there is deliberate. That's why we both did it. Not that we're bad at talking.
It's not that. Time codes, Collings puts them in every week if you do want to check them out. But first of all, delays but not dismays, Mason.
Aww.
Here we go. Top Gun Loser, or Maverick, as it's being officially called, has its sixth delay.
I forgot this movie existed.
It exists, Mason. It's gone from June to November 19th.
Can we really be sure that it does exist and it's not like an ad for like leather jackets or Bud Light or
it
something?
It is an ad for leather jackets and Bud Light. That is true, but it's also a movie. Thing can be two things.
What are you, cracking open a Bud Light over
you
there?
No, I am, so I can pour it all over this leather jacket. I want to get that, you know, that sheen, that leather jacket sheen, you know what I mean?
That wet sheen? Yeah.
Sort of smell like a bad beer all day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That moves Mission Impossible 7 from that date to May of next year, which pushes Mission Impossible 8 from November next year to July of 2023.
God.
And Dungeons and Dragons.
Just skip one. Just cancel Top Gun. We don't need it. Who cares?
But Top Gun, maybe people like Top Gun, I think, don't they? People love it. People are like, we love this weird homoerotic movie.
I can't wait for the BuzzFeed article. It's like, we rewatched Top Gun, and it's actually pretty problematic.
Is it? That movie from the 80s? Is it?
I think you'll find that they're actually flying fighter jets.
Whoa.
And that promotes war, and we're not on board with it, actually.
I bet that kicked off a lot of careers of guys who wanted to be fighter pilots but ended up being the dudes who wave the sticks.
Yeah, stick wavers, yeah.
Which is a very noble profession in itself.
Yep.
But, you know, it's probably not why you got in the game.
Sure, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. If you're one of those aircraft carriers right now and you're waving those sticks.
And you're listening to us.
Just walk off the edge.
Because the other option is revealing to your superior officer that you're listening to a podcast where you should be swabbing a deck.
And you've got those big noise-canceling earmuffs on, but we know what you're really up to.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Also, it probably would have kicked off the careers of a lot of people who wanted to be fighter pilots, but instead they're the guys that fill up the balloons.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The big balloons?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like when you want to do a tour of Melbourne.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah, but get here at 3 a.m. Get fucked. Absolutely not. If I wanted to see the city, I'd look at a fucking picture. I don't need none of that shit. Get it out of my life. Get out of my face.
Guess what? Google Earth exists, so we don't need you anymore, balloon guys.
I think I've given those vouchers to tour the city to two separate people and neither have used them.
Huh.
I'm pretty confident
they
that
spat
happened.
In your face.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Not cheap either. But you know what? I don't blame them. Whatever. It's your voucher. Do whatever the fuck you want with it. The important thing is I didn't have to do it.
The important thing is you converted your goodwill towards these people into money, and then you converted that money into a voucher they'll never redeem.
Correct. I should have given them cash. No one wants cash, though.
I want cash.
I think cash is fine.
Yeah.
People say it's impersonal, but it's cash, man.
Put a funny note on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the fiver, because it's purple. That's a funny note.
Mm-hmm.
It's Australian money. Dungeons and Dragons moves from May of next year to March of the year after.
That's a long time for
a movie.
A movie, yeah.
I was surprised when they were like, May next year. I'm like, when was that ever going to come out?
Right.
That surely wouldn't have happened.
Intriguing. Good. We still don't know any details about that.
Yeah, we
movie.
Know who's in it, whatever, but we don't. You're right. Yeah, Dick, you say this every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say we do, but then I realize we don't.
Yeah.
You're right. We don't know. And in other news.
Give us a little some. Like, don't.
Is it the real world?
No, but that's the problem with all these delays. They should tease us out with a little bit of extra information every time they do it. They're like, well, Mission Impossible 8 is, you know, going to be delayed, but Tom Cruise says he's going to run along the underside of a plane as it's flying. He's not going to have a safety vest on or anything.
Incredible.
How's he going to do it? We're not sure.
We're not sure.
This is definitely the one that's going to kill him.
Yeah,
but it's you know, it's delayed. Sorry, but you're in for a treat when it comes out.
So you're saying
a man will die.
But what would they do for Dungeons and Dragons? They'd do the same thing. Tom Cruise runs under the wing of a fighter jet or whatever.
A dragon.
Yeah, Tom Cruise though.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Not as exciting though, because dragons are not real. They're fictional.
Well, he's out. He's in his lab.
Yeah.
he's manufacturing a dragon.
He would have a lab, wouldn't he? Yeah. So no, I don't know what's going on there. But here's good news, and you'll love this, Mason.
Okay.
The Snake Eyes solo movie has actually moved up from October of this year to July 23rd of this year.
That's a big move. If you want to get your towards us.
If you want to get your Snake Eyes on that,
yeah.
you can lock your Snake Eyes on it like this.
Yeah. Finally, we'll have another movie in the Snake Eyes saga, of course, starting with the Nicolas Cage movie.
Correct. Very good. Very good, Mason. And you might have heard this as well, because Warner Brothers are returning to a tentpole film release schedule in 2022.
What does that mean?
That means that they're not doing that HBO Max thing anymore.
I see, right.
Because movies make money sometimes again. We'll talk about that a bit later.
Right.
But the box office is back just in time for Snake Eyes, which is really good. But off the back of this also, Deadline reported that Dune might be getting a strictly cinematic release. That's out in December. Do you remember when they
SCR?
Yes. When they initially...
Guys, we've got an SCR on our hands.
when they initially announced Dune for the release on HBO Max, the director, Denis Villeneuve, came out and said, what? No. Boo. No.
And so it looks nuts, like, he said.
But I think it must have, you know, it turns out they want to keep him on side.
Mm-hmm.
They probably realized he'll probably make more money cinematically. Also, if you want to build a franchise, it should probably go to cinemas, I guess.
Yeah.
Like for something that expensive.
Otherwise, it's just going to feel like an episode of something.
Mm. Huh? Something bad, yeah. But I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Dune, very exciting for Dune. I'd definitely watch that in cinemas. If hopefully we'll get a vaccine. But you know what happened with the vaccine in Australia, Mason? What happened?
The Prime Minister said forgot to order it.
He forgot to order the vaccine.
He's like,
and you might be thinking, this is a weird bit that you're doing. It's not even that funny. It's not a bit. It's a thing that happened.
He's like, called him today. secured 20 million doses of the vaccine. Oh, so not enough for everyone.
Because you need two, yeah.
Terrific. Thanks, man.
Really
thanks,
good.
Scotty.
Yeah, and I know, look, the virus is contained here. We'll get off this in a second.
But this might not even make it to the episode.
Maybe not. But tourism can't happen then. You can't open up tourism if people aren't here aren't vaccinated, because if someone brings it here, it's just going to blow out again. So great stuff.
But mining can continue.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
The smaller industry.
The money we none of us see.
Yeah, that money. Yeah.
It goes to like a handful of individuals.
Yeah,
I love that.
We're already billionaires.
It's really good. I love it.
It's really good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of delays.
Could be worse, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What if there's someone worse in? Yeah, imagine. Imagine that happening. I can't think of a worse thing at the moment. I'm in a war, I guess.
Just a big turd in the seat, you know, just in the big chair. Big turd in the big chair, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd vote for a big turd. He's got a bit of zip to him, you know? Anyways, the Hollywood Reporter had this huge expose this week. I don't know if you read it, where it went into a number of things, including Ray Fisher's involvement in the Justice League movie and what happened with him and Zack Snyder, but it went beyond that. So it talked about how he didn't want to say the booyah line and that it became this whole big thing. And then when he came in, Joss Whedon was all like, did like a Shakespearean quote to get him to say it. It was like, speaketh the line. You know, Joss Whedon's like, he does that shit, whatever.
He tilted his hat to a rakish angle and he's like, speaketh the line.
Whatever he said. It goes into his Ray Fisher's initial reluctance into the investigation behind it. Now the person they hired was somebody who'd worked for Warner Brothers before and it wasn't something that was going to be even-handed. It also talked about how apparently Joss Whedon threatened Gal Gadot's career. She's apparently, he was saying, shut up and say the lines, otherwise I can make you look incredibly stupid in this movie, or that was like implied. And I don't know if you remember this, but a few months back she said, I had my issues with Whedon and Warner Brothers, but it was handled in a timely manner.
So that's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. And also in this article, Geoff Johns mentioned that this is allegedly, I should point that out.
Except for one thing, which is definitely true.
That's up to
the listeners.
We'll
never tell which one it is.
Didn't want Superman's grandfather in
Krypton TV series Krypton, right,
to be played by Reggae Shone Page, who's from Bridgerton.
Bridgerton, super handsome man.
Yes, because he's black.
Yeah.
But again, it's that situation of like, It doesn't matter. Also, it's like a different universe. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
And also, he could still be a white Superman and him be his grandfather. Like, you could you could do it for various reasons or just do it and just be like, who cares? And just, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We don't even see Superman in that fucking show. Like, it literally doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It's not like the Man of Steel universe or whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Did you know, based on this, I learned Rebecca Hall, you know, from Godzilla vs. Kong.
Sure.
African-American heritage.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
See, it worked. That's how it, you can't tell. It's that
exactly.
The thing.
The Superman thing.
The
it
Superman
works.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw Krypton, like some of it, and it's not a terrible show. And the guy they cast, you know, he was fine, to be honest, like he was.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they wanted someone more like Henry Cavill. But that actor came out this week and was like, hearing about these conversations hurt no less than they did back then. The clarification almost hurts more, to be honest. Still is doing my thing. Still, we do the work. We still fly. So he's in the new Dungeons & Dragons movie also. Oh, so by flying, he's going to run under the wing of a dragon, I think.
Cool.
That's really exciting. Is it cold in here, Mason?
No.
I'm cold.
You're wearing a little hoodie.
No, but my ankles are exposed, Mason. I don't have socks on.
Turn your little heater on then.
No, Mason, I'll be fine. I'll just sit here and whinge.
Okay.
Which that's the Australian way, isn't it?
And the, you know. That's how this podcast goes. So.
True. How excited are you for July of 2022?
Depends what's happening in July of 2022.
Indiana Jones 5, fifth one. You are excited?
Yeah.
Did you hear this week? Couple of things. John Williams is back to score. Phoebe Waller-Bridge joins the cast.
Yeah, female lead.
That's right.
Who's she going to be? Is Indy going to have a daughter?
Maybe.
Because he's like, well, Mutt didn't work out, so.
He says that in the movie?
Yep.
Mutt didn't work out. We all saw that.
Yeah.
We all know what happened.
Lucky
there.
I have a backup kid.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it could just be like an assistant or whatever. It wouldn't really matter. But it's clearly, well, I'd hope so, not going to be a love interest because you don't, it's at the point in his life where you do not need to give him a love interest anymore.
So true, yeah.
He's nearly 80.
Yeah, yeah.
He got married anyway, didn't he, or whatever. So,
oh, he did, didn't he?
He got married, Mason.
Are we pretending that last one didn't happen, though,
I don't think
I wonder?
So. They're all canon. Young Indiana Jones is also canon. It's all canon.
Okay. Mm.
So she was also in Solo, interestingly, which she's the robot, which
That's
is
true.
Harrison Ford. It's not Harrison Ford. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Don't you?
I do, yeah. We don't even have to explain it.
Yeah, good.
Just imagine all those concepts in your mind.
Yeah.
Works out, doesn't
it? I didn't like that character, if I'm honest. But I do like her a lot, so I think this is a good move.
Cool.
And she's written some of the Bond film, the new one, or distanced herself at this point.
Sure.
She's been like,
I want to be very clear that my parts of the Bond movie I wrote very quickly. My part of this disaster of Bond movie, I knocked it out in 5 minutes flat, and I can do that with all future projects.
You know it's true.
I'm abandoning this albatross. It's around everybody else's necks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bridge out.
Bridge out. Bridge out. Bridge out.
James, you're at least 50% right now.
I'm meeting up there, mate. I think my cold feet are giving me that edge I need. Did you see the Loki trailer?
Yes.
And?
Looks good.
Did I do a trailer breakdown?
No.
No, I was away for the week, Mason.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was away and I could have done it because I was still working, but
yeah.
I didn't have any of my recording equipment, so I didn't do it. And I don't think anybody asked me, so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. But it continues to look good.
You could have popped down to the general store. You could have got a new tackle box and some podcasting equipment down at the general store.
Could have done that.
Some worms.
I didn't, you know
and
what?
Some memory cards.
It was down by the beach at a friend's beach house or parents' beach house.
Uh-huh.
And I did not see the ocean. And I'm okay with it.
Huh.
Because I looked at the photo on my computer.
Was it behind you and you steadfastly refused to turn around?
That's what happened,
No.
I will not look at it.
I'm just going to not look and whinge.
Unless it's 36 degrees, I don't need the ocean. I don't need it in my life. All right?
Yeah.
Looks good. Black Widow might be in it, or maybe not. Did you see the Jupiter's Legacy trailer, the new Netflix series? You know the comic Jupiter's Legacy?
I do, I was going to say, speaking of the Loki trailer.
Sure.
We got a few confirmations. One, Owen Wilson is playing Mobius.
Yes.
Because I don't think maybe he isn't named, but the subtitles say that he's called Mobius.
Yeah.
And also, it seems more like he's working for them. He's he's being tasked with rectifying various
time
temporal
things that he did.
Potentially, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Because isn't it every time the Infinity Stone's taken out of a thing, they create an alternate timeline or whatever.
Yes,
so he might be fixing all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I also like there is one moment in the trailer where it looks like he and Mobius are getting a selfie while Pompeii erupts. So it's pretty good.
I didn't give it a good enough look, but that's fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
That's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
July. looking, that's coming up.
Very soon.
And a year after that, Indiana Jones 5. Two things to look forward to in July's. July's, different July's. Jupiter's Legacy, did you see that trailer?
July surprise.
Oh my goodness. Z-Z.
I did see the Jupiter's Legacy. Yeah, yeah.
I've been
stop doing that. I've been rereading Jupiter's Legacy. It's good.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, it is good.
So we've got Josh Duhamel.
Yes.
And we've got that lady from Iron Man 1.
Yes.
Whose name escapes me every single time.
I'll look it up.
Things.
Lady from Iron Man 1.
Thank you. So the premise of Jupiter's Legacy is that
Leslie Bibb,
there we go. Many years ago, a group of
explorers?
Yeah, explorers, acquaintances. One man has dreams where he's like, I've got to go to this island, I don't know why. And he gets a crew together and they're like, okay, we believe in this dumb thing.
It's the 30s and we don't care. Yeah, and we have nothing to do.
Then they go to the island and then they emerge later mysteriously with superpowers.
Yes.
And they become the greatest heroes the world has ever seen. In fact, the only heroes the world's ever seen.
Yep.
And then they become incredibly long-lived and powerful. And then they have kids.
Yep.
And they're just bloody influencers, aren't they? They're just bloody social media superstars. They're bloody layabouts, you know
they're
what I mean?
Some of them are knockabout lads.
That's right. They're too busy with their bloody flat tummy tea endorsements to do any superheroing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm, so
really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently a large chunk of the movie, of the show, I think they said half, I think I read half somewhere, is in the 30s.
Okay, cool.
And the original run.
Yes.
Because there are spin-off comics where it explores.
Yes, Jupiter's Circle is the prequel.
Which I don't think I've read, but I have read Jupiter's Legacy. It doesn't really explore much of that stuff, does it?
No, it's sort of deliberately left untold for, I guess, you know, spin-offs and prequels and et cetera. So.
I think maybe I started it, but I wasn't that invested in it. But I did really enjoy the comic, and it's a definitive finished run. It's like family orientated, but it's very violent as well. Like I could see there would be like comparisons to The Boys, but I think it's more earnest than The Boys.
It is,
And I think it has the potential to be very good. Yeah. It's also one of Mark Millar's, because you know Netflix now own Millar World, whatever it's called. Explain yourself, Mark Millar or Miller.
Right. See, here's the thing. I know it is pronounced Miller, but we've said Millar too many times to go back now. So,
and there's an A in it. Yeah. So we can't do anything about that.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's the slogan, though. It's Millar World. It's pronounced Miller World. That's the tagline.
And when it says Miller World, it's still A.
Yeah.
it's not helpful. Yeah. But there's a number of properties which
it's not helpful as the second tagline. We know it's not helpful.
It's
I'm subverting expectations. Lol.
It's there's other things coming. I can't remember what the other things that he's working on. I always wanted to see a Nemesis.
Yeah.
But I think somebody else owns Nemesis at the moment, but the rights might revert.
Yeah.
But he, of course, like if you've seen
Kick-Ass, Kingsman is coming out at some point.
But I think they're not Netflix. They're part of a separate thing that he's individually sold off.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see like a better adaptation of Wanted. You need to update a bunch of Wanted because there's some weird shit in that comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the main character looks like Eminem. He would look like Eminem these days.
No, he would look like Machine Gun Kelly.
He would look like Machine Gun Kelly.
Or a better rapper, probably. You know what I mean? Just pick somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, but see, that's the thing, because like the premise of the character is that he is just like a nobody who works in an office and nobody respects. He don't get no respect. But like, can you imagine like Post Malone working in office just doing copies with entire faces tattooed? Like,
I mean, they could CGI it off, couldn't they?
Sure, yeah.
I did not like that movie. And that was before I'd read the comic and I still didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because that was when they would just be like, this won't work. Let's make a bad thing instead.
Yeah. But I mean, that's why Mark Millar, Miller Millar, seems to have gotten such a, you know, foothold, I think, in Hollywood.
Because
he hasn't become like a guy who's like, I will not compromise my artistic vision for anything or anyone. Like, he's clearly got he's got a lot of good ideas, but he also has an attitude of, well, here's my creative vision in the comic, and if you want to tweak it for the movie or completely change it for the movie, you can do that if you want. Which has worked out for the better, I think.
Yeah.
For example, Kingsman, I think, is a lot better on screen than it is in the comic book. Various reasons.
Absolutely. Various
reasons.
Yes.
I don't want to say reasons, but I'm sure I've mentioned them in previous episodes.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's the art.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah.
But it's a solid idea, which is why that first movie works really well.
But I also think like it'd be like doing a parody of the Bond novels as a novel.
Yeah.
Like it's hard. It would be hard to do that in prose form. And it's the same where it's it's more difficult to do a parody of Bond stuff in a comic form, but if you do it in the movie, like, you could, there are more visual signposts in a Bond movie that you can parody in another movie. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think that's why it works better.
Completely agree. I really like to see them adapt Superior,
yep.
which has got a Shazam-esque kind. If you haven't read Superior, you should read it. It's really good.
I haven't read Superior.
I know you've read it.
Thank you.
Thank you. but it's about a boy who has cerebral palsy I think I said that wrong. But he then gets like Shazam-esque Superman powers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the people like that don't exist in the world, as often they are in these universes. We've never seen Superman before or whatever. But it's really good and it's got a lot of heart to it. And
but he, of course, becomes a Superman character who exists as a fictional character.
Yes,
in that world.
That's right. Exactly. And the guy who – he looks like the movie star version of that character.
Yes.
So there's the guy in the real world running around who
– looks like the actor.
Still looks exactly like this guy.
I maintain they should get maybe John Hamm. I think he would be a good –
I think they should get Hugh Jackman.
Nice.
Because there was also a guy who's like about 50 and he'd done them for a while and they were kind of winding
up. Okay.
But John Hamm would be perfect for that also.
Yeah. But and what I guess you could do is you could do you could have your John Hamm or your Hugh Jackman playing the actorly version.
Yeah.
Who'd be kind of rugged and his age, but then you could sort of glossy up the fictional version, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah. These movies write themselves.
But I don't know, I probably shouldn't say this. But we had a conversation on Twitter like 5 years ago.
I remember it because you never stopped talking about it.
Yeah, nah, do I?
No, you mentioned it once.
Okay, good.
You don't mean me and you. You mean you and Mark Millar.
Yes,
Millar World.
Yes, I don't speak to him like at all except for this like one time. And he was just basically telling me about a bunch of stuff that they'd had in the works, and he told me some things about Superior, which I guess I can't really say. Even though it's probably changed at this point. But it was cool. Yeah.
We've received a number of emails because, of course, we do Falcon and Winter Soldier recaps.
Yes.
And people have emailed in and tweeted at us. Apparently we had some sort of hot scoop.
Oh, yeah.
About the production of that TV series.
We're going to have to find
And they're
that.
Like, are they going to tell us what – are you guys going to reveal what it is? I can't remember what it
we're
is.
We're going to have to go.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Oh, I don't know anymore.
It must have been significant if we mentioned it, though.
Yeah, maybe.
If it happens, maybe we'll remember. And if it doesn't, we'll pretend that we don't know what people are talking about.
What we'll do, James, we'll just wait for the biggest revelation.
Yeah.
And we'll go, that was it, folks.
Mm.
We called it.
Yeah.
What we were talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Speaking of calling it,
mm-hmm.
We just missed out on this last week. And thank God, because it's given us time to gather our thoughts about the Space Jam 2 Space Legacy trailer.
And I think, look, on the count of three, one, two, three, this
the
sucked.
Worst thing I've ever
it
seen.
It sucked. This trailer sucks. It looks bad. A lot of people have mentioned on Twitter, this appears to be a new genre, which is just a company.
Ready Player One.
A company just gets all their IP, like all the characters.
We just did the Iron Giant in a thing.
And just put it all in and be like, you like this, don't you?
No,
we don't. I don't. Like, I mean.
Oh, look, also, this is not for us.
No.
It's a kids movie, I guess. But also, who did you see in the crowd?
The droogs from A Clockwork Orange, those wacky rapists.
So,
you know? They're just there cheering on the bad guys.
They took out Pepe Le Pew.
Hooray.
They took out Pepe Le Pew.
It's madness.
Maybe it'll be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It doesn't look amazing.
No, it doesn't. You're trapped in the cyber world.
Also, we didn't even see any Matrix people in it. Maybe they're saving that for the second trailer. That's what I was hoping for. I'm like, where's Neo?
Where is he?
Where's Neo?
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know. Is it even about basketball? I mean, it is, but it's also about tumbling through different movies.
And it's
dimensions.
About grandmas doing kung fu. We couldn't go without a grandma doing kung fu or big leaps or whatever.
Wasn't that a trope that we got sent
Must have been,
a few weeks ago? Was it like a grandma doing a rap or grandma doing karate or something?
Yeah.
You know, it might have been like a grandma doing a thing you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, and I mean, look, and I understand I think the initial success of this would have been the Lego movies, but the idea behind those is it's a kid smashing all their Legos together and being like, hey, I've got Batman Lego and I've got, you know, all the
also,
other
it's
Legos.
Not like,
Star Wars Lego.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cameos in that, but they all serve a purpose.
Yeah.
And it's also, there's not a million.
Yeah.
And everybody you see, you get a little kind of moment with. And maybe they'll have an amazing Clockwork Orange.
We're the droogs and we've changed our ways.
But, like, it's like that thing, because
Malcolm McDowell, that's
what
I'm thinking.
Do you remember the final?
Do you think they got Malcolm McDowell?
Surely
do you think
not.
They just
I don't think so.
Own his likeness right somehow?
He's like a million years old.
He's like a million years old. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's like the Indiana Jones 5 situation where he's still doing it. He's still out there.
Yeah.
Didn't they cure him or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know if I've seen that movie. I just know all the Simpsons references. Mm.
But Jack Nicholson Joker's in there. See, this it's happening to me already.
I didn't even
see. He's in there.
I watched this once and went, absolutely not. But we will watch it.
All right.
That's right, Mason.
I guess we will.
And we're going to do a Caravan of Garbage on the first one because you've never seen that one either.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think they should really focus on building up the Looney Tunes characters.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, everything else in the universe. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Kind of breaks focus a bit.
It really does, yeah.
Maybe they've figured it out.
Yeah. Look, maybe they've figured it out and they're doing this out of an earnest love for all the stuff that they've produced in the decades of cinema, or they've got some sort of device in everybody's seat. So when you see the Jack Nicholson Joker, you go, ooh, and then they get more data and then they go, ooh, time to bring back the Jack Nicholson Joker in a series of webisodes.
No, they'd bring him back for real, definitely. Speaking of Jack Nicholson Joker.
Go on.
Exactly the thing you were talking about. Is it him or is it a guy dressed as him?
It's too hard to say.
Because you'd have to pay Nicholson, wouldn't you, if you got his actual likeness?
Yeah, I think it's probably generic.
I mean, he still gets kickbacks from Batman 89, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude is, like, so rich from that movie.
Yeah.
My God.
Because he got a percentage of the gross.
And a massive, like, payout.
Did Harrison Ford get a percentage of the gross for one of the Star Warses?
Probably, yeah, like The Force Awakens.
Oh, I meant an earlier one.
Maybe.
I think he got it for Empire or something.
Well, he probably did because he wasn't signed on to Empire.
Yeah.
He was the only one of the main cast.
Because I remember thinking, like, when I think I remember reading that and then thinking to myself, that's a very impressive feat, you know, that early in one's career.
Yes. Okay, so.
Maybe it's not true then.
Yeah, in 500,000 Return of the Jedi, 100,000 Empire and 10,000 the original Star Wars, but it doesn't say, get any royalties. Doesn't say. But
well,
yeah.
Good on him for all his success, I say.
I agree. He's got all that money. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure he got a kickback for the new one.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because the Force Awakens doesn't exist really without him in it.
Really?
I know there's other people in that movie, but.
Disagree. Like, I mean, the Droogs are in it, obviously.
Yeah,
Iron Giant's in the background.
Yeah,
yeah.
The granny does a kung fu, whatever. Yeah, good stuff. Did you hear about this Netflix Sony?
There's a Granny Grievous in there.
Oh my God, Grandma Grievous.
It's General Grievous, but she's got a big beehive grey wig.
And the lightsabers are knitting needles.
Yes. Perfect.
Balls of wool on the end, obviously.
Yes.
This is really good. Did you ever see my General Kenobi Winnie the Pooh crossover video?
I think I did, yeah.
Good stuff, Mason. Look it up if you haven't.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called, but just Google that, it'll come up. I think a million people have stolen it, or they already thought of it. I can't remember. But Netflix and Sony, did you hear about this deal? Netflix will obtain first pay window rights to titles following their theatrical and home entertainment windows. So that means basically all the Sony stuff, which includes Morbius, Uncharted, Jumanji, Bad Boys, the Spider-Man movies, and I guess Venom and Morbius or whatever. Mm-hmm, I said Morbius, didn't I?
You did.
I'd already forgotten about the movie Morbius, a movie I thought for a second I'd already seen.
Yeah.
It has not come out.
A lot happened in that one sentence, didn't it?
Just it did. So they're not going to, say, Disney Plus, which you'd think maybe they would because Spider-Man, Marvel.
And they're not going to PlayStation Channel.
No, which is not a thing. So Sony's one of the few distribution movie-making companies, whatever you want to call it, who don't have their own streaming service.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is probably a good idea because there's too many.
It really is. I'm not paying for another one until I do. Till I inevitably do.
I got them all, but it's only because it's written off. I'd cancel a lot of them if I.
And you're regularly written off.
Yes, that's true. I'm at 30% when I'm written off, mate.
That's right.
Which is still quite good.
You get drunk and then you're like, I'm gonna do something wild. Watch out, I'm gonna sign up to another streaming service.
Can you imagine if I was at 100% and then I was drunk and then I was at 90%? That would still be better than what I function on day to day.
Incredible.
On a day-to-day basis,
Do you think one day you'll reach those heights again?
No, Mason. Wow. You get older, it can never happen.
How about when the kids go off to college?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm very nice when I'm drunk, apparently. This is what people have told me. I mean, I like to think I am, but you don't really know because you're drunk. Mm. But I don't know. It's good to know that I have like a backup personality who's probably nicer than my regular personality. Claire says that I'm much nicer when I'm drunk, like I'm less surly. She's like, the real you comes out, the real friendly you. And I'm like, get out of my face. I don't want to talk about...
Oh, because you're not drunk at the time. So get out of my face, Clint. Get out of it. Don't talk to me until I'm drunk.
So, what do you think about that? Netflix, Sony, what a pairing.
They've done it again.
Partners in crime and entertainment.
Wow.
Speaking of partners and Sony, Ghostbusters Afterlife, we didn't get a trailer.
We got a little featurette.
In the tradition of things that you know from the 80s being turned into baby things, Stay Puffed, which I found out this week, there's a T on the end of that.
Welcome to the club.
Wow. Oh, my God, if he's handing me a gold robe.
Yeah, that's right. I'm finally going to be not surly to you. That's all it took, James, is to know that Stay Puffed had a T in it.
You knew this?
Two T's, not together.
No. Mm. You knew this, though?
Correct. Yes, I did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We didn't get them here. So what are they called? The Stay...
I don't think they're real.
No?
Look it up, but I don't think they're real. I mean, they will be now because they'll have...
Sorry, I've written Stay Puffed Marshmallow Boys here.
I think they made them up for the movie.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
You're out of the club, James.
Fictional Ghostbusters,
you're
blah,
out of the
blah,
club,
blah.
James. You're right.
Oh, man.
I'm taking this golden robe back.
Do I have to hand back the golden robe, Mason?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to. Wow. He just looks like a dude that I thought would exist in the 50s, where they're like, this is your favorite mascot.
Mm. He looks like the Michelin Man.
He's the Michelin Man.
Yeah.
Maybe they try to get the Michelin Man. But then when he explodes, he wouldn't have marshmallow anymore.
And what would Sigourney Weaver keep in her fridge?
Michelin Man. Spare tire.
Oh.
Cool spare tire.
Yeah, nice.
New York City, those streets can get hot in summer.
That's true.
Put a cool Michelin tire on your car. the streets.
Oh, I just remember she doesn't keep the marshmallows in the fridge. The eggs were in the fridge.
Oh, where are the marshmallows kept?
On the counter. So the ants can get them.
Yeah, I guess. You'd want to keep them in a packet though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
My bloody crypto group is going off. And my brother just messaged.
Which one?
The one you don't like.
Of course.
Just muting that crypto group, my
brother. And mute your brother as well. Block your brother.
Oh, and my brother says, hey, what bitcoins do you have? For which type? They're not called bitcoins. One of them's called bitcoins. And I have zero bitcoins.
Whoa.
Actually, that's not true. I have 0.00005 bitcoins.
Whoa.
Which is,
because this
I
podcast has been
up.
Mining Bitcoin since it started. This whole thing's been a scam,
it's
folks.
True.
Every time you download our podcast, we get a little bit of Bitcoin.
I was given $5 worth of Bitcoin on sign up, and it's now worth $13.
Whoa.
So I should have bought a bunch of, well, I can't buy a bunch because they're like 70,000 a piece, but... Mm-hmm. What am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm talking about crypto, Mason.
You've gone crypto man.
I have, haven't I?
Sometimes, James, I am on Twitter and I run out of Twitter. So I go to the search tab and inevitably it's like trending Bitcoin. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'd rather
be broke.
I'd rather close Twitter and then immediately reopen Twitter again. But there's a moment, but clearly you're becoming a guy who's like, trending Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
I don't look it on Twitter.
Anyway, we were talking about the Ghostbusters trailer.
What do you think about cute baby things from the 80s?
Wielding Bunsen burners and
Baby Yoda and such. Baby whatever. There's other baby things, aren't there? It's the only one I can think of.
Well,
Groot, he's not from the 80s.
I'm more wondering what is the origin of these little Stay Puffed, because obviously the Stay Puffed in the original is a manifestation of
Dan Aykroyd.
Ray's deepest fears as produced by the demigod Zool.
Yes.
So where are these little marshmallow men coming from?
Do you think it's residual energies?
Maybe.
Mm.
Yeah. Or they'll never explain it. Mm. And they'll be just like, remember the big one from the last thing?
Mm.
Little one now.
Yeah, I liked it though.
Yeah, it was fun, yeah.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because Paul Rudd was in it.
Mm.
There was somebody else in there. If it was like, let me think.
Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, that would be good.
Right. Have you seen Nobody yet?
I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but people are saying it's good.
I've heard it's, like you said, it's good because he's in it. But beyond that, it's like, this is fine.
All right, okay.
But, you know, that's good.
I saw a little, who's the here's I'm talking about all my famous roles, trained for 2 years for that movie.
Yeah.
He's doing like
chin-ups. On a tree.
On a tree.
On a tree knot.
Yeah.
I can do chin-ups. Do you know that? Do you know that?
You're doing chin-ups while you look at your Bitcoin?
I can't do
this
a one.
This what you're turning into?
I can do a one-arm chin-up, but I don't want to get into how many chin-ups I can do, Mason. That's neither here nor there. Often I do it at the end of the gym, which is probably not a good idea because I don't know how many maximum I can do. So, you know, I can't do as many. But if I do them fresh, mate, I'm doing so many chin-ups you don't even know. Listen, Mason.
Go on.
We're talking about giant freaking robots rumor from this week.
Oh, what is that?
Where they said, massive rumor.
Okay.
But they said there's interest in Sony bringing Spider-Man 4 back with Raimi and Maguire.
Whoa.
The Raim dog. And the Maguire dog. The McDwog.
Who's let those dogs out?
Who did it?
A couple of Dirty Dogs.
That's a good question.
A couple of Dirty Dogs Productions. That's their production company.
Apparently there's going to be just like passing references to the MCU.
Okay.
Because, of course, he's heavily rumoured, unconfirmed, but probably in the next Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're going to do another one. If this isn't true, this rumour, because it's a very – I think there's no way that they have not talked about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's a very real chance this will happen regardless.
What's the last thing Raimi did?
Good question.
And I was just
Samuel Raimi.
While you're looking that up,
Raimi Dog.
That's right. Of Dirty Dog Productions. Don't forget to put that in. A couple of Dirty Dogs. While you're talking about that, we were discussing earlier for our BigSandwich.co what commentaries we might do in the future.
Yes.
And if this comes to fruition. Or it is confirmed. Perhaps we could do Darkman one day.
Oh, Darkman. Right. I'd love to do Darkman.
Sam Raimi's audition for superhero movies where he got Liam Neeson as a...
he's doing Doctor Strange. So we could just do the next Doctor Strange. Or then you have the Spider-Man, we could just do it.
What did he do?
We could do Amazing Spider-Man 1, Darkman, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Haven't we done an Amazing Spider-Man?
No, Mason. We did the Raimi trilogy.
Huh.
We did an episode when it came out.
Right.
And I think we were pretty like... Yeah, it was all right.
Huh.
But I want to watch that again and be like,
we've not done a commentary.
Oh, no, we did a commentary.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm talking about Caravan of Garbage. Sorry, we've confused
you. You're 40%.
I am. The last one he did was Oz the Great and Powerful in 2013, which I maintain was all right.
I remember that movie.
And then before that was Drag Me to Hell, and before that was Spider-Man 3. So, but the next one, of course, is Doctor Strange 2022. But he has been working on some TV stuff. We, of course, know for a fact...
He did some stuff for Quibi.
He did some stuff for Quibi. He also worked on, let me see, Reach Out. Dun, 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 50 States of Fright. Oh, Ash vs. the Evil Dead from 2015 to 2018. That's what he's been doing.
He hasn't
been doing nothing.
Oh, here's a little news, unrelated to most things, but this is within, a lot of people sent this to me this week. Hasbro has a new Optimus Prime that transforms by itself.
Oh, yeah. I want to be transformed by myself, though. I don't know if I'm ready for that. What do you think?
What you could do, I guess, is you could set it to transform, say, from truck mode to robot mode.
Yep.
And while it's doing that, you could fight it to transform it back. Then everyone has fun, right?
That is true. I would have a lot of fun doing that.
Just really trying to push the hands back in.
The beach house I was at last week, they had a bunch of Transformers and stuff from the 80s and even like some Beast Wars stuff.
Huh.
My son went crazy. He was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm like, that's probably true. But they had those Transformers from the 80s, they're much better than the ones now. Because the ones now, they're so complicated. Like, they cannot be done, a lot of these. Some of the ones my son's got, they're insane.
Yeah.
They're either really simple where it's three or it's 500 movements and bits come off. And then you look at the packet and it says, like, this can come off and supposed to come off.
Because I've mentioned to you, I have a couple of the masterpiece Transformers, like an Optimus Prime and another one. And I've transformed them once, and then you just put them up on a shelf because otherwise you've got to get the instruction manual out.
Like a Rubik's Cube, mate.
Get
it out of my business.
Yeah.
Also, you Google it, like you're on YouTube, and there's like a million variations to try. But it's a guy who's like, so this is the Optimus Prime Prime Edition. This is from 2018. And then you look and you're like, is that the same one as mine? It's got a different color scheme, but then I don't know. It's like, okay, so I got this from, and then I got it online. And it's like, and then you got to watch like 6 minutes of YouTube before he goes, and then he does it in a second at the end. And then you're like, God damn it! Hate YouTube.
I watched a video recently. It's a Blitzwing from the movie Bumblebee.
Yeah.
There's a version of that, and it took him like 40 minutes to transform it. it's like a 40-minute video. So you would love it.
I would not love that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Starscream?
No, James. That
wasn't. Why did they have the Starscream color scheme then, Mason?
Good question.
Thank you.
And also, if it was Blitzwing, should have turned into a tank as well.
It's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could.
Yeah, maybe.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Black Widow, the move to from May to July may pay off because the projections for cinema release for Black Widow in May was 45 million and now it's 170 million.
Ah.
So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's still going to streaming. A dog's barging its way in, isn't it, Mason?
Come on, Ollie, come on. You can do it. I believe in you. Yeah, you got it. You got the dog.
She ran before full fucking tilt into that glass door. Yeah, it was
Ollie.
Crazy. She was all right, though. It was really like, it was loud.
Yeah.
She hit it so hard.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good, I guess. Mm-hmm. But on the back of that, Godzilla vs. Kong is approaching 365 million worldwide, which people are saying, this heralds the cinema's back, baby.
Cinema's back, baby.
Don't forget to go to the cinema, people are saying, if you can and it's safe.
That's
so,
right.
So as we mentioned, even though we're way too far into this, let's do a topic, Mason.
Okay.
That being biggest movies by decades. We're going to start by this from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make our way up to the 80s. And
okay.
Then we'll come back to it and never. We'll forget about it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, the 70s
like
and
those,
80s.
Like those last two Harry Potter movies that we haven't looked
We'll get to them.
Look, if they release that Fantastic Beast movie, we'll do it, all right? I think it's supposed to be coming out next year.
Or if J.K. Rowling has an even bigger meltdown, then we'll
do it.
We'll treat ourselves.
We'll capitalize on that.
We'll treat ourselves to the last two movies.
I think they're pretty good.
Okay,
but,
great.
We'll talk about
I'm excited to see them for the first
there
time.
You go. So do you want to start at 10 to 1? And we're not going to talk about these all the time for the whole thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But number 10 was The Exorcist, then Saturday Night Fever. Then Kramer versus Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the era when a movie like that could be in the top 10.
Yeah.
It's wild, right?
Right.
That movie like that would never, ever.
I mean, you say that, but, well, here's the thing. I've never seen Kramer versus Kramer.
Me neither. Who wins?
The audience.
Wow.
Right? But,
and the box
office. Also Kramer. Also Kramer won. But also, I don't know, like, obviously for about a decade, we got Michael Crichton, you know, Pelican Brief-esque.
Yes, okay.
Kind of, you know, yeah.
Is that what Kramer versus Kramer is?
It's a
I know it's like a court case about
drama,
a...
But I don't think... See, that's the thing. I'm thinking...
Isn't it like a divorce or something?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is.
All right.
It tells the story of a couple's divorce, the impact on their young son, the subsequent evolution of their relationship views on parenting. So I think they're both Kramers and they're trying to get, like, it's about their son or whatever.
Right. Okay.
So he's...
So it is a courtroom drama of sorts.
Yes.
But also, like... The advantage of like your Pelican Brief is there's action within and beyond
sure.
the courtroom, obviously. This sounds like just a lot of stenography.
There'd be like a moment where somebody has to go back to the courtroom, but they've had some action the night before and they've got a bit of a black eye and they're like, what happened to you? And he goes, don't even bloody ask me about it, mate.
That's right.
Don't even ask me about that.
But this obviously is not going to have that, so it's obviously just going to be a number of people being very stoic until the end.
That's right.
And then shouting a lot in the courtroom probably. Yeah.
Well, it's Meryl Streep and Dustin Hoffman.
Oh.
So there's a bit more nuance there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Animal House, which I have not seen, but is mostly about rapists. Then we've got Smokey and the Bandit, which was an insanely huge franchise for a very long time.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's Burt Reynolds and a monkey.
No, that's Every Which Way But Loose, which is Clint Eastwood and a...
But what's Smokey and the Bandit?
It's just the car.
Oh, okay, right.
This is not our wheelhouse, all
no,
right?
Very
we were
much,
not born in
we
this
know
era.
Some of
we
these.
Yeah.
Of the, like, what was the first one you said? Because I remember thinking,
Exorcist.
I've seen The Exorcist. This is going to be, we're going to have a great time in the 70s.
Yeah, we certainly
And then you
are.
Said the second thing, and I'm like, nah.
No. And then we had Grease,
mm-hmm.
which I think it's time for Grease 3.
Oh, yeah?
It won't be good.
Grease Control.
Yes, Grease Control. Another movie that's a lot of rape stuff in that one as well. Jaws.
Yeah, all right. The birth of the modern blockbuster. Yeah. See, this is it. This would have come out and people would have been like, wow, kiss your Kramer versus Kramer goodbye.
Get out of there.
And there would have been a lot of people being like, no, the Kramer versus Kramer model will survive well into the 2010s. Well, it didn't.
And then we've got Superman.
You got Pelican briefed, you idiots.
Superman. And then, of course, Star Wars, which is like nearly $100 million more than the second biggest movie. Mm. So, but there's some other ones in here worth mentioning, which is like Amityville Horror, The Godfather, Every Which Way But Loose, which is Clint Eastwood boxing with an orangutan around America. Mm. They go around in a truck together. There's a sequel called Any Which Way You Can. I've seen both of those
And there's
movies.
Also a ripoff as well, I think. There's like a TV series ripoff.
Is it called What Are You Doing? Look at This Monkey or something?
Yeah, it's called What Are You Doing? Look at This Monkey. Yeah.
So and they do, is it karate kicks instead of punching or something
Almost
like that?
Almost certainly, yeah.
Rocky 2, of course. Star Trek The Motion Picture, Apocalypse Now.
The misfire Alien. That was Star Trek The Motion
Picture. Sting. I love The Sting. Yeah, there you go. Jaws 2. There's some other ones in there as well. Moonraker. Would have thought that would have been higher. So there you go. What you can see here, mm-hmm. if you don't mind me saying so, it is the birth of the modern blockbuster. Uh-huh. And you can see like the trend towards, you know, your huge summer releases starting with Jaws and then really culminating in Star Wars a couple of years later, which then became like the model for literally everything. For merchandise, for movie universes, for eventually books and comics and spin-offs and all those kinds of things. So that's cool, isn't it, Mason?
Do you want to hear the worst thing in the world that I've just read about the movie Every Which Way But Loose and its sequel Any Which Way You Can?
It's about the monkey, right?
It's the worst thing I've ever read on the internet, potentially.
Okay. Yes, obviously.
Folks, if you don't want to hear this, it's not a good story. Tune out for like 30 seconds. Skip ahead 30 seconds.
Okay.
Near the end of filming the sequel Any Which Way You Can, the orangutan was caught stealing donuts on the set, brought back to the training facility and beaten for 20 minutes with an axe handle.
What the fuck?
He died soon after of a cerebral hemorrhage.
Because they hit him with the axe handle?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Because he stole the donuts, James.
It's a fucking orangutan.
They shouldn't have left the donuts out.
That's crazy.
This is madness. God. I'm glad those movies went out of vogue, quite frankly.
Well, they had to because they beat the orangutan to death.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Right? Wow.
With an axe handle.
It says 3.5-foot axe handle.
20 minutes.
20 minutes of
also,
beating
Also, the animal doesn't associate those things
It wouldn't
together.
Go, oh, it's because I stole the back. Donuts. Yeah.
It doesn't know.
God.
God, that's really horrible. I don't like that.
No, I don't like
the thing
at
you've
all.
Said.
No.
That's the worst thing that we've talked about on this podcast, but it's certainly up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff.
It's incredible.
Do you want to know, do we move to the 80s, Mason?
Yes, as quickly as we can.
Any Which Way You Can is on here.
Oh, good. Right.
Actually, I can't see it. I don't know if it is. Let me check. No, it's not.
Good.
I apologize. What do we got here? Okay. So at number 10, and you're going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
And every now and then people...
Oh, this is the 80s. This is our wheelhouse, James.
Yeah, sort of. Well, we were born in this era, but we're not.
No.
A lot of this stuff I watched in the 90s. Yeah, so we've got Crocodile Dundee 2. First one didn't get a look in, apparently. Huh. Comes in at number 27.
Now, this is US box office, I
This
assume.
Is box office the world over.
Okay,
it made $239 million.
Good God.
And the first one made $174
million. And Dundee 2 is the one where they go back to Australia, right?
Yeah, it starts in New York and then they go back to Australia. Right. People say it's not as good. I think it's in some ways better.
Wow.
But in some ways, maybe none of those movies are good. There's a charm to them.
What about The Very Fabulous Mr. Dundee?
I did watch that recently.
And you liked it, right?
I said it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, and there were some good jokes in it.
Okay, great.
But it's mostly like cancel culture. It's more like... Can't
Crocodile culture.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Then we had Return of the Jedi, then Coming to America. I still haven't finished the sequel. Have you watched it yet?
And you had 10 minutes left, right?
It's 15. And
okay, sure.
If it was 10, maybe I would.
But 15 is insurmountable. Have you factored in credits, though? So maybe it's only 5 minutes.
That's a good point.
And there's 10 minutes of credits.
I'm not going to factor anything in.
Mm.
Then we've got Look Who's Talking, which I forgot was a massive franchise. Then we had
I thought you were going to say I forgot was a movie. Like maybe you thought that was part of your life or something.
Is Look Who's Talking 2 with the babies again and Look Who's Talking 3 is the dogs?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And this is the thing that kind of people were like, Travolta's out because he's doing these ones. I think it's him and Kirstie Alley or something, isn't it?
Look Who's Talking is just one baby.
No, I mean like they're the parents in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, let me check that, because I think one... Okay. Isn't one of the babies Roseanne and the other one, like, Bruce Willis, maybe?
Yes, Bruce Willis is the baby in the first one, yes.
Okay, so the first one only has one baby. Mm. No, George Segal is Albert. Sorry, Bruce Willis is the voice of Mikey,
yes.
And Joan Rivers is the voice of Julie.
Wow.
Under the pseudonym of Baby Guess.
Right.
I don't know what anything is anymore.
No, right?
And then there's...
But of course this, I mean, if anything is going to set a precedent, obviously it's the sequel, you know, being named 2, T-O-O.
Yes.
Which I'm absolutely on board with.
Okay. So just we're just going to quickly jump over to Look Who's Talking To from 1990.
Okay, great.
Does anybody care about numbers?
No.
We don't know what we're doing.
This podcast is nothing but a series of tangents where, I mean, first of all, a scam to get to some Bitcoin for us. But also, obviously, we just wanted to get to Look Who's Talking To.
Absolutely.
It's taken so much manoeuvring.
It's just good to be
here. God, it's just relentless superhero stuff. We've had to pretend to be enthusiastic about it for years.
It only made $47 million, the second one. Not very good.
No, real bomb.
Making a moderate success, there you go. So it was Bruce Willis, he's back as Mikey.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr, she's joined the cast,
uh-huh.
as Julie.
Yep.
Damon Wayans as Eddie and Mel Brooks as Mr. Toilet Man. Is that a commercial within them? I don't know.
Wow.
What's going on?
I think it was a talking toilet.
I don't...
Or a toiking toilet.
A toiking toilet? Yes. Is that what a baby says?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, a toiking toilet. Why does anything exist?
I don't know. It shouldn't, as far as I'm concerned. Civilization went too far, as far as
I just
want
to check out the cast of Look Who's Talking 3.
Okay, great.
I know nobody wants this, but I need to know. And there's a reboot coming, maybe? Here we go. Oh, Tony Danza took over Baby Mickey.
Whoa.
It's the first two films inspired an ABC sitcom called Baby Talk, which featured Tony Danza as Baby Mickey.
Ah.
So there you go. Samantha, Agatha. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Sorry, but no, there'll be like one person who gets that. Yeah, so David Gallagher played him played Mickey in the third one. That's really interesting. And he ended up being in Seventh Heaven. Charles Barkley is himself. There you go.
Incredible. Hot off his defeat of Godzilla, obviously.
I think this was made $10 million at the box office.
Look Who's Talking 3.
22, yeah.
Okay.
My goodness gracious.
So what you're saying, ripe for a new one.
Never make that movie. Then we had Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which is one of those things that surprises me. They were planning on a sequel, and I even think up until Bob Hoskins died, there was talk of it.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
But that'll happen, right? It'll eventually happen.
I mean, maybe he'll be in Space Jam, new Space Jam.
He might be in new Space Jam.
Look at me!
I'm Bob Hoskins! Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, no, that's... Yeah. They've gotten...
I'm back from the dead! They didn't have to pay me!
Josh Gad is doing the voice.
Of course he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrific stuff. Then we had Back to the Future 2, then Rain Man, then E.T., massive family hit. I don't think a movie that family-friendly could be in the top 10 anymore.
How do you mean?
Like, you wouldn't... E.T. now wouldn't be in the top 10, a movie like E.T.
What about... But like a Minions movie or something like that? Like, that's...
E.T. and Minions are not the same. E.T. has, like, cops chasing kids with guns and shit. Like, there's no way...
With radios, James? With
no,
radios?
They changed it back, actually.
Did they?
Yes.
To even bigger guns.
Bigger guns, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spielberg was like, I shouldn't have done that. And then
even bigger guns and smoke's coming off them because they've recently fired all the guns.
And then above that, we had Batman.
Yeah.
But this surprised me. I did not know this. The biggest movie was Indiana Jones. Which one?
Temple of Doom?
Last Crusade.
Really?
$474 million.
Whoa.
Temple of Doom made $179. My God, that's like nowhere near as big. Mm. And Raiders made $212. So it took a massive dip with Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Not a massive, but a pretty significant dip. And then more than doubled for the third one.
Huh.
When the fuck has that ever happened?
Can't think of one. I bet there's tons. I bet there's been many.
Yeah.
I bet there's been many. There's probably been several in the last 10 years.
Do you think it's because you couldn't get kids into Temple of Doom as well and it probably built that cult following?
Why couldn't you get kids? Because it's just
to tear the heart out of them.
Pulling the heart out.
Falls into crocodiles.
Kids love that stuff.
Yeah, but you can't take a kid to that. Like, I wouldn't take my kid to that. I would show him, well, none of them at the moment, but I probably wouldn't start with that one.
Would you start with Young Indiana Jones Chronicles?
No, because it's boring. And he'd be like, this is edutainment. He knows.
Yeah, he knows already.
He knows exactly what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kids can spot edutainment from a fucking mile
away. I don't want to learn nothing he'd say.
Yeah.
And I know I said nothing, and that's incorrect, but I don't care, Dad.
So, yeah, there's some other ones in here that are worth mentioning, though. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon 2. Ghostbusters. Beverly Hills Cop. Dead Poets Society. Raiders, we mentioned. The first Back to the Future. Empire Strikes Back. Rambo 3, which also lost money, I think. Mm-hmm. Fish Called Wanda. Tootsie.
Yeah.
Never said Top Gun.
Hoffman's back.
Cocktail. Three Men and a Baby. Oh, it's just people and babies, yeah. Isn't it?
But of course, Three Men and a Baby obviously was dedicated to the brave Mujahideen fighters of Afghanistan. I don't know if you know that. See, what that was me not paying attention to anything you were saying and just biding my time waiting for a movie that doesn't deserve that.
Did you know you were waiting for that the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah.
Then you got like Platoon and other various Rockies. And I think Stallone is recutting Rocky 3 at the moment.
To what end?
To make a different Rocky movie.
Huh.
Like a similar.
From the perspective of the robot?
Yes, of the
robot. Did he have the robot in 3?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right.
But it might have been 4.
Yeah, that it really took center stage.
Yeah. Right? No, is he in
4? But what is missing? Like, because like I would say 3 and 4 are kind of, you know, more cartoony.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe he's editing 3 to be more in line with the first two?
I think so. I think that's what he's doing. Yeah. Right, I saw a clip of him like remixing the sound, I guess, to like take the punches down. It's from Rocky 4. Don't email me about the robot from Rocky, please. Also, like, that's barely a robot, really. Yeah. If it's
a serving tray with
exactly. Yeah, with like, they don't have anything even like close to that now that you can get. Mm. You know what I mean? We've been promised.
I mean,
robots
they have
for too
Optimus
long.
Prime that transforms itself while you attack it.
Doesn't bring you anything though, does it?
No, just joy. But whatever.
If I wanted joy, I'd have more kids, Mason.
Are you going to have more kids?
No.
Okay.
So, no, I don't want joy in summary.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. So there you go.
We've certainly listed some movies that came out years ago.
We've got more.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, but it says, though, the top grossing films of the decade, and the top one was E.T., but that was worldwide. I'm doing worldwide list, by the way, so just so people know. Should we move to the 90s?
Let's do the 90s, and then we'll save the remaining decades for another episode, I think.
Freak out. Yeah. Bridge out.
No, it's not going to work.
It's already worked.
Okay, well, that's your new catchphrase.
It's already the biggest hit of the summer.
Wow.
Okay, I have to mention number 11 because it's Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And this is shit. $519 million, and that's the 11th biggest movie. The 90s were massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And below that was Ghost, which fun Paul Hogan fact.
So this is 12.
This is 12. Is Ghost. Paul Hogan was offered the lead role in Ghost and he turned it down. Huh. Yeah, there you go.
Instead, he took the minor role of that big pile of clay.
He kind of looks like a big pile of clay,
sure
doesn't
does.
He?
Sure does. Yeah.
Number 10 is Armageddon.
Wow.
Wow.
A big year, a big decade for just we would watch anything, really.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is okay, I've just figured out why they keep making Men in Black movies. Number 9 was Men in Black.
Yeah.
It made $589 million.
Yeah, that'll
do it. Of course, that's why they keep that makes, because not just like
it's not for a love of the game.
Yeah, it's not a cult classic. It was a giant box office hit. Okay. Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
I mean, obviously, it's partly the reason Men in Black International came out was because the people that watched the first one became of age to write a new one and were like, I love those and I'll write another one. But also, you're right, it never would have gotten greenlit unless the first one wasn't a huge success.
Also, we didn't mention Commando in the 80s. And I only say that because we've got a Commando commentary up now.
Right.
That's our commentary of the week, isn't it, Mason?
That's right, commentary of the week.
Is it this week or next week? I don't know.
Commentary of next week?
Yeah.
I suppose some water. Then we had The Lost World Jurassic Park, the sequel to Jurassic Park, the movie. Mm. Then we had The Sixth Sense, a sequel to Jurassic Park, the movie, followed by Forrest Gump, a sequel to Jurassic Park, the movie. Did you ever hear about the sequel? They were going to make, there's a sequel book to Forrest Gump. And they were talking
sort of
about
that,
the movie. They could probably still do it.
Mm-hmm. Gump's in space.
Doesn't it, he goes broke or something?
Maybe.
And maybe invents the Apple Macintosh accidentally. I can't remember.
Well, at the end of the first movie, he invests in Apple.
Yeah, but I think maybe the book ends before that, maybe. Okay, I can't remember. I don't know. Who cares? People hate that fucking movie, though. Have you noticed that? We've got Forrest Gump now because I think it beat Pulp Fiction at the Oscars.
Oh, I see.
And
people
are like, it's schmaltzy and it's whatever.
Yeah,
but it's like...
But it was an achievement at the time.
Yeah, it's like a breezy, like... And he's talking to the president. He's talking to the president.
How'd they do that?
How'd they get the president back?
How'd they get the president back?
He was shot. They shot him.
Right?
How'd they get him back?
I don't know.
How'd they get him back? Then we have The Lion King, which is not a surprise. Your favorite movie.
Not true.
Followed by Independence Day. Your favorite movie.
Actually true.
Followed by Jurassic Park, which was a sequel to Jurassic Park. And then,
oh, James.
I don't know what I'm doing.
We still haven't recorded that commentary.
No, we haven't.
Just little peek behind the curtain. We haven't recorded it yet. We're going to do it after this podcast, yeah.
Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace, which nearly cracked a billion with $924 million. But then you know what number one is, I assume.
Look Who's Talking For.
Secret of the Ooze. Titanic. Secret Jurassic
Park. Oh, the Titanic, sure.
Titanic. They made it tiny. It probably wouldn't hit nothing. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Would have pinged off harmlessly from the iceberg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That made $1,843,000,000. Bearing in mind, there was also re-releases and whatever, it cracked well over a billion at the time, which is, it was crazy. You remember Titanic Fever?
I remember Titanic Fever.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
Couldn't get away from it. And I maintain, it's a pretty good movie.
Okay.
I know people are like, you know, they kind of rag on it because of, you know, it's Titanic. It was like the biggest movie of all time for quite a long time and still is one of.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's pretty good, man. Yeah. It's a pretty good movie. It's got a nightmare behind the scenes thing where everyone hated James Cameron. And the
so was it cold and wet all the time?
Yeah, and the catering was, someone poisoned the catering.
What?
Yeah.
Made a bunch on purpose?
Yeah, made a bunch of people sick. And all this
on purpose?
On purpose, yeah.
Why?
Because they hated it. People hated it. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. They thought it was going to bomb like a Titanic.
Yeah.
The sequel to Jurassic Park.
And yet it succeeded beyond anyone's wildest expectations, like a Titanic. It's a movie.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
They used the wrong metaphor.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. So they thought it was just this like sweeping epic pile of crap.
Who poisoned the catering?
I don't know.
And
it's a secret.
But
I don't know.
The cast swore themselves to secrecy.
Yeah,
they'll never tell.
I'll find
but
out.
In order to get James Cameron or just to get
everybody?
Wow.
Let me find out.
See, that's a fact. I thought we were done with Titanic facts, I thought.
Titanic catering. There we go. Between 60 to 80 crew members were poisoned on the set of Titanic.
But not the cast. Interesting.
Yeah, because they have different food.
Do you think it was a member of the cast? Do you think it was Billy Zane?
It sounds like something Billy Zaney would do, Mason.
That's right, yeah.
During a catering lunch on set of Titanic between 60 and 80 crew members.
Billy Inzane.
That was clam chowder, indulged in clam chowder. That's your fucking problem right there. Why would you eat clam chowder from a buffet?
Yeah, no, that's...
I mean, also, what are you going to do? Maybe it was only clam... Remember it was clam chowder day.
It was clam chowder day. They just rolled in some big troughs on wheels full of like... Some like orangey clam chowder with a big skin on the top of it. You had to spoon through the skin to get to the chowder. You're like, oh, I guess so. Otherwise, it's going to get sandwiches down the road. I don't want to.
Unless I see the water from where I'm eating seafood, I do not eat it. I don't eat it. Yeah. Do you eat it?
Yeah.
That's been a pretty good restaurant.
Yeah, no, I agreed.
But, you know, I'm not doing none of that, Mason.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a goddamn thing. So, Titanic, fascinating movie. I would love to cover it for Carrot of Garbage. There's so much stuff about
we
that
could have
movie.
We could do half of it, then do the symbolic DVD flip over.
Oh, we could, couldn't we? Half, that's not a bad idea, actually. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good idea. Maybe we'll do it this year. We've got some time. Got some time. Anyway, we'll come back to this, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
We'll do the 2010. No, there's two left, isn't there?
There sure is.
Do we have to wait a decade? I guess we wait a decade, right?
So we're going to wait a decade.
Wait until 2030.
Okay, and then we'll do 20. Then we'll do the year 2000 up to 2020. Okay,
so,
great.
9 years.
Okay, so we'll do that, and then we'll do some Harry Potter stuff.
Yep.
Then we'll do this again.
You'll be, and I'll be close behind you. Nearly 50. That'll be fun. No, not nearly, because it's 9 years. But we'll be there, won't we? We'll be in our 40s. We'll be men in our 40s.
Great. It's a time for reflection, isn't it?
No, it's a time to freak out.
Yeah.
Bridge out. He's laughing. You laughed a little bit then.
I loved it, James. Yeah.
Do you know what it's time for?
Is it time for our famous segment, What We Reading?
Yep.
Then what we going to read?
That is the time.
Whoa.
That is the time for it. I'm doing a thing. What
are we reading today? Okay, now I'm putting my foot down, James. You can either keep having that or you can switch over to your new little bit, Bridge Out. You can't have both.
I nearly said bridge out in the word.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, but you didn't want to.
Switched.
You didn't want to sacrifice the thing you insist on doing every week.
We get messages I just could. I thought about how many messages and tweets I'd get, and I just.
Have you ever considered that maybe the reason mentally you're at 40% is because you have to do these mental calculations every week? Like you have to, your brain is every week. Your brain is constantly calculating how much more humor value there is left in saying a word over the top of this segment for some reason. That's why. That's why you're falling to bits.
How long have I been doing it for now?
Decades, I think.
I don't even know. When did Westworld season 3 finished?
I reckon at least a year ago.
Let me check. Yeah, May of last year. Yeah, I've been nearly doing it a year. It's coming up.
Yeah, sure.
It's an anniversary.
Is. Well, I'll get you a cake.
What do you mean, Reed?
I was going to say it'll have, you know, the guy from Breaking Bad. What's his name?
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul, but I was going to, I nearly said, I'll get you a cake with Jake Paul on it. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll get YouTube star Jake Paul on a cake for you.
That's funny, I know.
Yeah, it is funny, yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
It's a Jake Paul shaped cake.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Jake Paul shaped cake.
What do
you
think?
That's going to bring the budget up a little bit.
I want you to go all out.
Okay, great. Like just his head or his entire body?
Shoulders up.
Okay, great.
Like
okay.
A bust.
Terrific, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Get Ralph from Cake Boss.
Oh, yeah.
We sort of know him.
Yeah,
he'd do it.
Yeah, yeah, he'll do it.
I mean, for money, you'd have to pay him.
Yeah.
I'm not paying him. You pay him.
Okay.
All right. What have you been reading?
Well, I watched the first episode of Bird Girl, the new Adult Swim cartoon.
Is that a Harvey Birdman spin-off?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
It's a bit all over the place.
I mean, there's no continuity in any of that stuff.
No,
is there?
But this seems even less so.
Because he had a late night talk show or was on.
That was Space Ghost.
And, yeah. But he was on it, wasn't he, somewhere?
I can't remember.
Yeah, and that, anyway.
But Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, was very good. But okay. This is a bit all over the place. Maybe it'll settle in. But I sort of thought it was pretty fun. It's sort of about Bird Girl is the son of a Bird Girl is the daughter of a
bird.
No, of a man.
Okay.
Who is the head of this law firm, and she's in she's got to, you know, manage being the new head of this law firm, but also, you know, dealing with life as a superhero. But it's also she's all over the place. This
because in Harvey Birdman he does zero superheroing.
Correct. Yes.
He just does. A Hanna-Barbera character comes in with a weird legal case and
correct,
then he solves
yes.
it.
This seems to have more of a narrative thrust, but I don't...
I don't want any of that.
No.
It should just be... Anyway, it's its own
we
thing.
We don't know
whatever.
Yet. But it's got, like, it's got a fun voice. Like, Padgett Brewster is the voice of Bird Girl.
Who's Padgett Brewster?
You will know her from... If you've ever listened to the podcast, you haven't, but if other people might have listened to the podcast, Thrilling Adventure Hour, she used to do a show with Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, I know Padgett Brewster. Yes, yes.
She's also in Criminal Minds. She's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Her like comedic talents were wasted on Criminal Minds, one of the least funny TV series ever made.
Absolutely.
But she's good. And there's other people also who are in it whose names I cannot recall off the top of my head.
I'm going to give this a shot.
Yeah. Let me know what you think, because it's kind of like it really felt to me like, it felt to me like they've built this from the ground up for... Hey, stone people will watch this and laugh.
Oh,
at it.
Okay.
But maybe maybe I should give it another shot. But
maybe
you
should
I like
smoke
it.
More weed, man.
Yeah, baby. Also, I watched.
What'd you watch?
Something that I have had on my list for a while. Arch Enemy, with the movie with Joe Manganiello.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Amazon. I was like, I should buy that or whatever. What's it like?
I enjoyed it. So for people who don't know, nothing about it.
What are you doing?
It's like an indie superhero mystery.
Yes.
Movie. And it's the premise basically it concerns like there's two siblings, there's a brother and a sister, like they're teenagers I think, and one of them wants to be like a Hunter S. Thompson, like gonzo journalist, like getting in the trenches and breaking the big stories.
Sure.
And the sister is sort of like at the ground level of like the drug trade, the city's drug trade, because she wants to get enough money together to send her brother to college.
Right.
And of course the crime and the drugs, that starts getting out of control, and the brother encounters this guy. He's living on the street. His name's Max Fist, and he will tell anyone who listens or who will buy him a drink that he is from the city of Chromium, which is like an advanced city from an Earth in a parallel dimension where he was a superhero and he could fly around and he had all these amazing cosmic adventures. But he's through the machinations of his arch enemy, he's ended up in this Earth,
right?
And like he's at a loose end, but he wants to. He wants to have a mission and, like, you know, as you know, all this crime stuff, you know, bears down on him. He's like, I'm going to take on this crime because that's
okay.
That's what I'm kind of built for.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's a bit muddied in terms of, like, I'm not sure the writer-director was entirely successful in, like, what they set out to do kind of thing. Like, it's a bit muddled in terms of, like...
What's it called again?
What is this about? Arch Enemy.
Arch Enemy, that's right.
So, like, what's it... Is it a metaphor for something, or like, is it a, you know, what is it about crime or heroism or whatever? Like, but I think just as a, like, a kind of superhero-ish narrative, like, brought to screen, I think it's pretty good. Joe Manganiello's good, and I think all the performances
awesome.
Are good. There's a couple of surprise cameos in it that I won't spoil.
Okay. I do want to watch this, so I think I will watch this.
And it did keep me guessing as far as, what is this a man on? Who is just deluded in terms of, like...
It does answer it though, right?
Yes.
Good.
Or does it?
Don't tell me.
Okay. But is it a man who's actually deluded, or is he a real superhero? It wasn't one of those ones where you start the movie in, like, first line and you're like, I know where this is going to go. Like, I was basically on the hook, you know,
till basically
the end where I'm like, is this, who knows, kind of thing.
Okay, great.
Again, not 100% successful, but I thought it was really good.
Cool. Okay. I will watch that soon.
What have you been reading, James?
Are you familiar with the PS Vita?
Yes, I'm familiar with the outmoded system, the PS Vita.
It's not outmoded yet, Mason.
Okay.
Soon to be, though, because you may have heard they're closing PS Vita in the PS3 stores.
Whoa.
And that put me on a bit of a PS Vita kick.
Okay.
Bloody tear, mate.
Okay.
Claire bought me one back in 2012, whenever it came out.
Yeah.
And then it arrived, but then I didn't have a memory card, and then the town flooded I was living in, and then I had to wait because they weren't accepting any mail. I had to wait 2 weeks for a memory card, but then I played a PS Vita, and it's pretty good. But then they stopped developing games, but it is a pretty good little indie device until the Switch came out, which is like the PSP, but it's Vita, but it's much better. There's way more stuff on it, right? But I went back, and I just... bought a bunch of stuff that I always wanted to play that I'll probably never get around to playing.
And so that you bought it online?
Like, no,
you got discs.
The stuff that I bought, the original Metal Gear Solid, not the original one, the
Portable Ops or whatever.
Sorry, the one from the 90s, the original PlayStation one, because I've
Gear
never
Solid.
Played it.
Yep.
That one, because there's Metal Gear before that, isn't there?
There was the original Metal Gear on the Famicom.
Yep.
And then there was like a cut-down version on the NES.
Yes.
And then there was a couple of sequels to those, yeah. And then there was Metal Gear Solid many years later, yeah.
And I bought physical copies.
If you like a game where you're an 8-bit man smoking a cigarette.
Punching a dart.
That's right. Then
having a durry.
Then play an original Metal Gear game. Just
cool.
Yeah.
But I bought...
Just sucking on those menthols.
There's a Metal Gear pack which comes with Metal Gear 2 and 3.
Okay.
I want to play 3 because 3 is really good, right?
Snake Eater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the prequel one where you're big boss. And
that's right, yeah.
There's a sniping battle or whatever. Yeah, have you played that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also...
There's a sniping battle, but...
You can just
wait. Because he's really old, so you can just wait for him to die.
Yeah. Just switch off your machine for a day or whatever. Yeah. But I went back and I've started playing through Killzone Mercenary. I love the Killzone games, right?
Was Killzone the one where it was set in World War II but aliens have invaded?
No, that was Resistance.
Okay.
But I could see how you'd get that confused because it was one of those...
Brown and grey.
Brown and grey, yeah.
Yeah.
But there was the ones where they look like they got the Nazi helmets with the glowing orange eyes.
Yeah.
So it's basically it's in the future and there's a Nazi planet and whatever. Uh-huh. But it's more complicated than that. I've always enjoyed the Killzone games, but I bought this in 2013 and I never finished it. I played like a...
Okay.
So I've been playing it through. It's fucking...
And you've always felt like a loser.
Yeah, I have.
Finish Killzone.
But it's fucking great. It's a really good... It would have been, at the time, the best portable first-person shooter, like, by far.
Whoa.
Without question.
Whoa.
Now you could argue, like, because Doom gets ported.
Yeah.
It's the Wolfenstein games. Like,
you
could argue that, but I like how it's just like...
Obviously, the best portable game is Doom on the TI-82 graphic calculator.
Yes, that's right, exactly. But it's...
side note, I love the idea that whenever any piece of technology is invented...
Somebody puts Doom on it.
Yeah. It's really great. I think it's a great... It's a fun little meme for reality, you know?
I saw one for a pregnancy test.
Yep.
But the guy actually, he'd switched out the computer on it. Like, he just made a little screen. I'm like, that's not what you said it was, this thing that you did. But
Boo to that man.
Killzone games are great, and it's just like they're very kind of linear missions, which I like. I don't like open world first person stuff. It's like, especially when it's like it's a shooter, but go anywhere. I'm like, ugh, I want to.
Can I just go places where I can shoot people?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really solid. It's really good. But then I'm probably going to end up playing the first Killzone on the PlayStation 4, which I never played. But I played Killzone 1, Killzone 2, Killzone 3, Killzone Liberation on the PSP, which is an isometric game. It's incredible. It's an incredible game. Love the Killzone games, Mason.
Whoa.
Anyway, that's what I've been
Killzone
doing.
Killzone 5, Grease Control.
I think they've killed Killzone because Guerrilla, who worked on that, now do the one where you fight giant dinosaurs that are robots.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes, yeah, they do those now. So I don't think we're getting any Killzones anytime soon.
Boo. But I mean, we will because, you know, classic boomer with his nostalgia over here will bring it back, you know. He'll be like, why are there more Killzone games?
Did you hear what they were gonna remake The Last of Us this week? Did you see that?
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. Well, 2013.
Yeah.
But they wanted to, which it makes, okay, we'll quickly talk about this. But
we're going to talk about how we're running out of nostalgia?
Yeah.
We're reaching peak nostalgia?
But basically what happened is there was this Jason Schreier article where he talked, who's like a really awesome video game journalist, where he talked about how Sony are basically only aiming for huge AAA video game properties and everything else like beyond that, like get rid of it. Yeah. So that's just like anything Last of Us, Uncharted, you know, like the Guerrilla Games, whatever, the Horizon, Spider-Man, stuff like that. You know
right.
And so basically they were getting...
But how would they then do anything untested?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like we will... I guess it would just be a money thing. Like we won't put any less than $100 million into this.
It seems that way. And so their first idea was to remake Uncharted, the original one.
Yeah.
But they realized it was going to be too expensive. And also just make a new one.
And also people are sick of like waist-high walls. We're sick of them.
I love them. I don't love them. They're okay. Speaking of Uncharted Golden Abyss on the PS Vita, pretty solid game as well, if we're talking PS Vita, Mason, which we are. And eventually...
I cannot wait for your new segment, Vita Talk. It's going to be great.
But eventually they got shifted to make a Last of Us, not a remaster, because it was remastered for the PS4, because it's a PS3 game. Completely remake it from the ground up so that they can then package it with The Last of Us 2, which also makes sense because then you could release that at the same time as the show.
Yeah,
and
okay,
they would
right.
sell like 5-10 million copies again. I wouldn't buy it again because I have it twice already.
Yeah, right.
But I don't really want to play 2 again because it was very harrowing. But
yeah, right.
But yeah, I get it, but it's also kind of disappointing. These franchises and these companies don't start huge. Like the first Uncharted... It wasn't a massive, like it made money. It was a moderate success, but they got immediately better. Like the lessons learned from the first game, because they killed, you know, Days Gone?
Yes.
That zombie game where you're on a bike or whatever. Uh-huh. That team wanted to make a sequel and they were like, nah. And so apparently that game's like, it's free as well if you've got PS Plus. So I'm all over the place. But
what percentage do you think you're on?
I'm 100% right now.
Whoa,
basically. No,
he's firing all cylinders.
No, I'm like 25%. It's slipping. But... They can't make a sequel, which would probably mean they tighten everything up and make it like a much better game, even though the first game is still quite good.
Yeah, right.
And so now they have to work on a different thing, and it's kind of a shame where you don't get the chance to kind of find your feet. And
yeah, right.
I understand it monetarily, but I also think you're boxing yourself in at the same time.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Those
agree.
Are my thoughts on those things that I vaguely remember.
Good stuff. I was also going to mention speaking of Arch Enemy.
Yes.
I learned also that there's a movie. The director, the writer-director, made a movie before that. It's got Patrick Schwarzenegger in it.
I saw that.
It's called Daniel Isn't Real, and it's like a similar thing where it's about a man who is having delusions, and you know, we the audience are not sure, you know, what is it a delusion or is there something supernatural or real happening? And the director apparently has said that he would like to do a third movie that kind of ties. It all together. So I would be on board with that.
Have you seen Daniel Isn't Real?
No, but I'm probably...
Very highly rated.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
I think it's on Shudder, so maybe I will watch it.
I like Shudder, though I don't have Shudder at the moment. Oh. Letters, it's time for letters,
I mean,
Mason.
What, you're going to get drunk and get Shudder, though.
You know it.
That's right. It is time for letters. I'll do the letters then.
Okay.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you, some letters, they're only a take away.
Here right now, we're
going to
do letters.
Is my brain misfiring?
Maybe. You were rocking back and forth, and I couldn't tell if it was because you were rocking out to the letters theme or you were just like a man wrapped in a little blanket.
I was listening to it, but for a second I thought that song like slowed down quite a lot, but I think that was just my brain.
I think it might have been your brain. Yeah, it was your brain.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com, just like C. Ray has said. He said, with all the Marvel, hashtag with the Planet Pod. With all the Marvel content coming to Disney Plus, which DC properties do you think would work better as a series instead of a feature film? Should Warner Brothers even try? Loving the content per usual. Best pod ever. I think anything can lend itself to a series better if the budget is there. You can make a better version of anything with the money.
Like I think if they were going to do an Injustice, that would be a series. But again, you don't want to see a cheap
No.
Because it's, you know, it's all the big guns of the DC Universe doing just world-shattering stuff.
Everybody's in it and it goes everywhere.
Yeah, and... yeah, yeah. Time and space and dimensions. And you don't want to...
You need to set a lot of it in a farmhouse.
Yeah.
Right. Like a Smallville or Lois and Clark situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, HBO Max are doing Green Lantern and whatever, so... Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to see what they're going to do with Green Lantern, but...
Yes.
I don't really know. I'm really liking Lois and Clark. Lois and Clark? Superman and Lois.
That's right.
Superman and Lois and Clark.
Clark, that's right. Grease Control.
Grease Control. But it's only 5 episodes and they stopped and there might be more coming later or something. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's annoying. I thought we were going to get, like, 10 at least. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to see? Would you take, like, a minor character? Like, would you do – I was going to say Green Arrow, but they did that for 10 years.
10 years, that's right, yeah. What about a – I would love to see a Blue Beetle Booster Gold sitcom maybe, something like that,
yes.
Who knows what they're going to do with those characters?
Yeah. I think why the MCU works as well is even though you don't get a Thor movie every year, it's all connected. It's one thing.
Yes.
And the DC movies don't feel as connected, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, but it still feels like a one connected television serial kind of at the same time. Does that make sense?
Which one are you talking
about? So basically you don't feel... Okay, so I feel like with the Superman character, you certainly see him like...
Superman?
You see him like it feels like... And it's not true, but like every 5 years you see him.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? The movie one.
I see what you're saying.
I know
that's
not true.
So even if like there isn't a Thor movie, you're like... You see a Marvel movie and you're like, oh, Thor's probably around somewhere.
And they mention it or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I think that's the advantage of a television show because you see them more. Because, Sin City, you wait and then people forget and then the second one sits on Mason's iPad and he never watches it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
An iPad is very rapidly becoming just a block of plastic. Soon it won't work at all.
That's right. Strange days.
Very.
What have you got in terms of letters?
Oh, yeah, okay, let's do some
letters. Or we can do an audio letter.
Here's a letter. Mm. It's from Phil. It says, I also had a dream about Meso.
Oh,
now, we had a discussion
God.
About this. You were like, I don't like dream letters, but I love them.
No, I don't like dream stories.
Oh, okay. Well, you're,
period.
James, you were
but
like.
But that encompasses dream letters.
You like this
letters.
One.
I won't.
I love them because they say more about the person having the dream than what they're dreaming about.
Dr. Phil over here.
That's right. Okay, this is
You love Dr. Phil.
I do, yep.
Do you?
No. I love this. I love this Phil.
Because he sucks?
Yeah, he sucks. That's fine. But not this Phil.
No.
Because he had this great dream. Last night I had a dream that I went to Meso's house with a gift. The gift was like a dog cage but for babies. Meso was so happy to see me, he made a TikTok about it. He had a beautiful wife and they both invited me in for dinner. The food was wonderful but I never got to see the baby. I'm starting to wonder if he was lying to get gifts. With this email, I would like to thank Meso for his hospitality and delicious food, but show me the baby next time. See, you're loving this, James.
That is pretty
funny. That's a great dream.
I'm going to put a moratorium on dreams, though.
Oh, all right.
You like the dreams.
I'm going to say one last hurrah, folks. If you happen to have a dream about either one of us.
We don't want no made-up dreams either.
Yeah, we don't want made-up dreams. We can tell.
We can tell a lot of things.
We can tell.
Yeah.
Because this one's freaky, so we know it's real.
Free gifts like a baby cage?
No, it's freaky, I said.
No, but you wanted free gifts in the dream.
No. Oh, I did. Yeah, it seems that way.
And you wanted a baby cage?
Well, I mean...
What are you up to?
I think that the context of this is I've maybe called this guy and said, hey, I've had a baby. Bring a gift.
Bring a gift. Yeah. Hey, I've had a baby. Bring a gift.
Bring a gift.
There's a registry.
That's right. Mostly cage stuff. Anyway, it's good stuff.
That is good stuff, and I cannot argue with the pros or cons of the things that you've said.
That's right.
I've got one here from Lachlan who says, if you wanted an open world Marvel game, wouldn't Guardians of the Galaxy be a good one? Just like Outer Worlds, but with Marvel characters and locations.
I guess it depends on whether you like Outer Worlds or if you know the difference between Outer Worlds and Outer Wilds.
Which we do not.
I don't.
It's hard with Guardians because it's you are going... All over the galaxy.
That's so much space to cover.
Yeah, but then again, if you look at something like Jedi Fallen Order, also going across the galaxy to different levels, but also the levels that you go to aren't like city hubs.
Yeah, which a lot they're of the wilderness Guardians, mostly.
Yeah, oh, not always.
Or
there's
battle
like,
stations.
There's like facilities and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess you could do it. I don't know if you... I don't know whether they could flesh out a universe enough that it would work.
Yeah.
Or whether it would end up being like a weird, empty...
What if they did it No Man's Sky style, where it's like procedurally generated worlds, and every time you show up, it's like, hey, there's an aim base. And it takes you've got to blow up the aim base.
It takes like 3 years to get better.
Yeah.
People are loving
that
game now.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, but I think the logistics of making it might not necessarily work.
Yeah. But I mean, you were speaking about AAA titles like a Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that's because you just
build
New York. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But in Guardians, you'd build so much stuff.
Yeah.
Did you need to do some galaxy exploring?
That's right. Mm. I got an email here.
I would like to see a game, Guardians game. Mm. What do you got?
It says free donuts inside. This is from Mitch. He says, hi, boys, I tricked you. There's no donuts here.
I knew.
I didn't know. I was like, maybe.
Ah.
Who knows what technology's up to? Technology.
Yeah.
My name is Mitch from Ontario. Been listening since 2014. Yesterday they announced another 4-week stay-at-home order for all the province due to rising COVID cases. Mm. I'm going a little bit insane. We had that.
Yeah.
For some time. We had that curfew.
We had that for a really long time.
It
felt like 6 months. Yeah. I think it was.
So first of all, hold tight because afterwards...
Bridge out!
Wow, you get the freedom to say truly, truly
inane
things. Just you can. Oh my god, you can live large and just operate at 40%.
If you stay at home for a year, you go a little bit.
You bridge out.
It's not quite right, are you?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mitch says, I was wondering what a good go-to movie to watch with your family is, as I will be trapped with mine for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
What's a can't miss for you, James?
Let's pick something that has a sex scene in it.
Yeah, nice.
The first Terminator has a sex scene in it for no reason.
Yeah, you're great.
Well, not for no reason, John Connor.
Yeah.
It's actually a very good reason.
Maybe the best reason.
It's probably the best reason.
Best reason in all of cinema.
Is that how James Cameron framed it at the time? This is actually the best reason?
Because he's JC, Jesus Christ. Did you get it? It's a metaphor.
I didn't. I never thought about it.
Maybe it isn't. I don't know. A lot of people say it is, but maybe they're wrong.
A lot of people say a lot of things, Mason. Yeah,
he's the saviour of humanity in more ways than one.
That is true.
Yeah.
Family
film. Did you know, James, to pitch it, he went into the pitch meeting, and he had a big whiteboard. And he'd written on it, sex scene.
Yep.
But then at the end, he put a dollar sign. That's just the aliens pitch.
It's the aliens pitch, but sex scene.
Yeah.
Dollar sign.
Yeah.
Family, I mean... It's not a young family.
Doesn't say.
But presumably he'd be at least a teenager, probably older, or a teenager.
Or a man.
Or a man.
With children, it doesn't say.
We don't know at all. Yeah. So what are you recommending?
I think it might be which watch with your family, meaning parents maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What did I watch the other day? Something.
Nice, great.
I watched Raya and the Last Dragon again the other day.
Okay.
My son. All right. It's a good family movie, which I enjoyed.
Okay.
Did you enjoy it yet?
Haven't seen it.
No. You can enjoy it.
Oh, I'd love to enjoy things.
You can wait till...
I'd love to one day enjoy things.
Yeah. Can you imagine to enjoy a thing again?
Yeah, I can imagine it.
What about the Look Who's Talking trilogy / Tony Danza television spinoff?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think
of
that?
Yeah, I love it.
Let me check. Family movies, I'm going to get like kids stuff, and I don't think that's what he's going for here.
Films for all the family.
Yes. E.T., there we go, that's one. Big.
Okay.
Big. Princess Bride, right?
Perfect.
Can't miss. What about, we got here, there's just a picture of Dr. Dolittle, the movie. Paddington series, one and two.
Yeah, okay, people like
you
those.
Can do you can do the Paddington duology.
Yeah. What about a Bond?
Golden Compass, that's what you think. I like where your head's at.
Exactly right, yeah. Daniel Craig, breakout role is whatever he is in that. Some sort of adventurer or airship pilot, probably.
Yeah, he's probably got a fob watch.
Yeah. He's probably got a fob watch.
Yeah.
His famous catchphrase, it's fobbly time to go, he says, to get the Golden Compass.
What did you say what did you say I should Google?
I don't know.
Whole family movies or something?
No, I didn't say
that. He said the exact phrase of something that
I did.
But I was like, yep, that's where it's at. Oh, the Goonies, no thank you.
I reckon a Bond. Families love Bond movies.
Casino Royale.
There's a reason that Bond movies get played at Christmas.
Oh, you know what you do?
Yes.
You want a family-friendly one?
Yeah.
You want something for the whole... you do Skyfall.
Yeah, okay.
It's like there's no one getting whipped in the nuts.
That's true.
I think it's
but
the one.
Want, James, for a fan, you want an uncomfortable scene. If you're going to be watching it with a family, you want a scene.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You want absolute scenes.
What about this?
Yes.
Lion King.
Okay.
2019.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Yes.
Mm. It's got a picture here that just says movie time. Maybe just go...
just get your family to look at a JPEG of the words movie time.
Can you bring that up on the screen?
Yeah.
So I've got something really exciting for you guys to watch. And then can you... What was the listener's name?
Mitch.
Mitch just put up a JPEG that says movie time and tell us how it goes. You don't have to. What about Die Hard?
Yeah,
I think that's a good family movie.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And it's, you know, it's not, you know, Alan Rickman, you know, gets what he deserves
Alan
in the
Rickman.
End.
Rickman, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right. You mean how he died in real life? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I
that's
mean,
That's a yeah. terrible thing to say.
It's not super gratuitously violent.
Nah, it's fun, yeah. man. It's a good movie. What about Shrek?
No.
What about the movie or TV show Leave It to Beaver?
No.
What about Studio Ghibli crap? I don't think they're crap. Yeah, we will
yeah,
get.
Pick one of those. Yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. There you go. There's some or none suggestions.
Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. There's one.
Yeah, those
it's
are
like
pretty
family,
good.
Family, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. First two are good, really good.
Yep. Yeah. I've only seen the first one.
Okay, done.
Jumanji. Yep. Any of them.
Any of them, yeah, for sure.
Not Zathura.
No.
It's all right. Yeah. Anyway, let's do the next thing, which is an audio letter.
Okay, let's do it.
You got your email headphones?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Line it up, dudes. Me?
Yeah, do it.
I'm doing it.
Do it, dude.
Oh, close my Gmail. Sweet baby Gmail. Here we go.
Hey, James and Mason. Just wanted to say hello from North Carolina of the USA and express how great you guys have been, especially when I'm stressed out. If I turn you guys on, you're really chill, and I love hearing you guys interact with one another. So thanks for that, guys, and I hope the rest of your year goes really smooth.
My goodness, what a friendly Gmail message
that we
got. That
was just a nice one. There we go. We weren't tricked at any point.
No.
That was good.
It was just a like nice that? Man saying a nice thing.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much. There's no question. So it was thank you.
Yeah.
And we hope you're just having a...
Hope everyone's having a nice time
chill
out there.
Time. That's right. A chill dude time.
That's right.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, James. Should we go to the last segment of the show?
The end?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. Folks... James is going to clap me out. Thanks, folks, so much for listening.
Yep.
Will it throw me off? Let's find out.
Mm.
Folks, thank you for subscribing and telling a friend, lying to a friend to get them to listen to the podcast.
Thank you for
leaving a little review. We appreciate it. James, you got any little reviews?
Got a couple of five-star ones here, Mason. This
my
is,
goodness.
This says, huh? Five stars from Cole World. This one says, this is from Nick, who says, one of the hosts of this podcast refuses to watch Dumb and Dumber. If you think it's the one you'd think, but the podcast is good regardless of the utter nonsense. Give it a listen, Nick.
I will, thank you.
I will not watch Dumb and Dumber. It just looks bad and I don't want it in my life. Okay. What do you think? You've seen it?
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Thank you. And I refuse.
Can you conceive of two men wearing tuxedos, but they're not the colours of tuxedos you would expect?
No, I can't. So I guess I'd probably need to see it.
Probably should see the movie then. Yeah. Whereas oddly, I can imagine that. But I have seen the movie, so redundant, ultimately.
That is very redundant.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
What's next, though?
Folks.
God damn
if you'd
it.
Like to get in contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail or Facebook or Twitter or Bandcamp.
Yes!
You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up for the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Wikipedia Brown. And on Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I am.
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can have some fun discussions. You can have some nice chats to all kinds of nice people. It's a grand old time over there.
It is.
It's a real nice
so
place.
So I'm laughing because I'm just thinking about saying bridge out, but I'm not going to say
it. Are you
going
to wait till
I'm not even
going
to say
it
for the rest of the show. And wow. You think that's going to be like a fake out, but I'm genuinely not going to say it because it's played out at this point.
No, see, what's going to happen is it is a fake out, but you've rebranded the fake out as the bridge out. That's what's happening here. I can tell. I know how your mind works.
I wasn't thinking that.
Wow. Well, maybe anyway, I'm going
to
do it.
What's next? You can do it. I would love you to do it.
Folks, if you would like to support the show, you can do it. You can believe, you can listen, you can tell a friend, but also you can do it with money. You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can chuck in a buck. We'd appreciate that. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. You can click through there, buy some stuff on Amazon. We get a little something from that. You can also go to bigsandwich.co, sign up for $9 per month.
Pa-chow.
Get all sorts of bonus commentaries and podcasts and all kinds of stuff, early videos, early audios. All
that's
kinds
right,
of stuff.
Early audios.
Early smells.
All the audio, yep. As early as you like.
That's right. Mm. Early touch.
Yes, that's right. All the senses.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like sticking your hand in a big bucket of jelly, you know?
I like that.
Get that early, you know, if you sign up at bigsandwich.co.
Undo it. What's next?
Wouldn't do it. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all the musical themes. We've got t-shirts on tpublic.com. Just that's search right. for The Weekly Planet. You'll find all kinds of...
You'll find it and then you'll know.
Wild and wacky
yeah.
t-shirts.
Next week, don't know. Something.
Think of something.
Thumbs out. It was supposed to be Mortal Kombat, but it got pushed a week.
That's right. But oh, I'm looking forward to Mortal Kombat.
Me too.
Yeah. Dun, 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 bridge out, dun, dun, dun. Don't think I didn't hear it. I heard it.
All right.
I heard it.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you real soon.
Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.